Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning, folks. As Tommy Tucker put it, it's Christmas Eve Eve, the celebration of Festivus, and we hope you're having a great day. What a beautiful day outside, right? And as we get closer to the Christmas holidays, and just a friendly reminder, we will have Santa on our show tomorrow from 10 to 1. So grab the grandkids, the kids, have them call in 504-260-1870. 3 hours with Santa, one of my favorite shows of the entire year. And it's an opportunity for your kids to talk to Santa directly. And we are always blessed with his presence at Christmas Eve. So very much looking forward to tomorrow's show and hope that you guys are as well. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We promised that we would visit with the deputy mayors of the incoming administration. And we visited with one the other day, Rene Laparolari, deputy mayor for external affairs, excuse me. And today we will visit with Dr. Jennifer Evegno, deputy mayor for health and human services. Now, Dr. Evegno serves in that role at the present time, and she is, I think, one of not so many holdovers from the Cantrell administration, and she will join us at 12:30 to talk about what is going on with the health department and how she sees 2026 and what challenges there may be there. At the top of the hour, Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, will join us. We'll talk about the year in review of how this year started. In fact, one of the big issues and how it started and top of the news across the country was a tragic event that we had right here in our hometown, right here on Bourbon Street. And we'll talk about that and other incidents and other things that happened during 2025. At 11 o'clock, GNO Inc. With Matt Wolf, VP of Communications, we'll talk about a number of pending initiatives and things that are going on in the metro area and throughout Louisiana. And we'll also be joined by Josh Flagg, Chief Technology Officer at the Louisiana Economic Development. And we'll talk about a new initiative there, LAIO, and what that's about. And we will get the latest from Josh. Debbie Bresler joins us, the Crescent City Countdown Club. If you're looking for a way to celebrate New Year's Eve, we are going to tell you all the particulars of what's being offered over the New Year's holidays here in the city, to include the Sugar Bowl and so many other different events that are going on, and not to mention the fireworks display and a lot of that's happening out there on the riverfront. We'll keep our fingers crossed in the hopes that the weather cooperates and we don't have the fog and we can enjoy a clear night and have a wonderful evening on New Year's Eve that so many people look forward to. And we're excited about that as well. And also tonight, the New Orleans Bowl. Western Kentucky and University of Southern Mississippi, right there in the Caesars Superdome. If you're looking for some great football, if you're looking for an opportunity to kind of get out the house in anticipation of spending a lot of time at home over the next couple of days, no better way than to get on over to the Superdome and see some quality football. And they put on a quality show each and every year, and we thank them for their effort relative to that as well. So, you know, I wanted to try and kind of finish this year out on high notes, but I am just constantly reminded of things that we're doing here that we're obviously not reading the room, and we're late in the game. And the trends and the momentum on certain issues have passed us by. And we're holding on to some ideals that we really believe are achievable, but nobody else does. Because most other jurisdictions have abandoned some of these aspirations that they have and how they're going to influence things in our life. But the city of New Orleans, I guess, believes it to be the salmon swimming upstream, and that they're going to make a difference as this administration has just a couple of more days left, a couple of weeks left, January 12th at noon, the last full day, my birthday, hoorah, you know, and we can close this chapter out, thankfully. But it's like they're going down swinging, and they're going to keep trying to make us believe that there's something actually happening. And it's kind of frustrating because this gives you an indication of the lack of setting priorities and then following up with execution. And that's going to be one of, in fact, the things that I will talk about in the coming weeks about 2025, the year in review. Because what I saw were examples of this over and over and over and over again in local, state, and federal government not being able to execute. Sometimes having a policy position that's not so bad, other in my view, sometimes having a horrible policy position. But in the end, a lot of missed opportunities because of lack of execution. We just don't know how to get these things done operationally. We think just getting the hits on social media are going to make a difference, and that people are going to buy in to what is happening here and across the country. And bringing it back locally, yesterday there was a press release by the city of New Orleans, and it says that the city of New Orleans completes electric transportation roadmap. The roadmap is a key milestone in advancing the city's climate action plan, which calls for reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 50% and ensuring that 40% of all vehicles in New Orleans are electric by 2035. And this roadmap is about creating a cleaner, fairer, and more connected city for every New Orleanian, said Greg Nichols, the Deputy Chief Resilience Officer. And it positions our city, to lead in the clean energy transition, reduce harmful emissions, and unlock new workforce and economic opportunities. They developed this plan over the past year and a half, and it reflects extensive public input, technical analysis, and collaboration with community, business, and industry partners. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't really believe much of any of what's in this press release, right? We are going to lead the country in clean energy transition. Really? We are going to build one charging station and invest $95,000 from the Louisiana Volkswagen Environmental Mitigation Trust into building that charging station on city property, right? We are going to build 400 to 500 level 2 charging station ports, 50 to 100 DC fast charger ports in the next 5 years through a combined effort of public and private sector investments. They're going to do this by partnering with the RTA. They're not in good financial shape. The Sewage and Water Board. Oh, they just flush with cash. And the Orleans Parish School Board. I think they manage one school that they're talking about closing. I may be wrong. If I am, please, somebody correct me. But these are going to be some of the partners that they're going to be leveraging. Leveraging. That means that they have something really to offer to transition to EVs. Are you kidding me? Is this a joke? Why don't we lead in having the best sidewalks in the country? How about some of the best streets? How about drainage? Better yet, it'd be nice to come to an intersection where the traffic control signal lights are actually working. How about potable water and a clean distribution system? How about that? And how about we clean the street culverts more frequently? But we're going to lead the country in clean energy transition. This is what I call, we're trying to be all things to all people. We got to touch all of the issues, the pressing issues that are out there, the ones that people think are really important. And we have to opine and we have to embrace a program. We have to have a deputy chief resilience officer. We have to go out and run around grabbing grants that require matches that we can't afford. We're $225 million or $220 million in the hole, according to the transition team of the incoming mayor-elect Helena Moreno. And we are focusing on a 40% of all vehicles in the city being electric by 2035. Now, most of the automobile manufacturers are retreating from the production of EV vehicles. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure this out. You just need to hit that little Google button and you're going to see exactly what's going on. But yet, we're going to put this out. We're also, by the way, going to get real big and expand access to e-bikes, right? That is a priority as well. How are we going to go about doing that? I'm not sure, but there are a lot of e-bike companies, just in case you didn't know, that are actually filing for bankruptcy right now. The market's not as strong as what they thought it would be there either. Now, one of the reasons that a lot of cities, you're going to find that they're not doing this, right? They're not focusing on having electric buses. They're not focusing on electric this. They're not focusing on electric that. Is because the upfront cost of the mechanization is incredibly expensive. More expensive than internal combustion, diesel engines, or otherwise. Now, we have all these departments that they're going to leverage that are fiscally challenged, and we really believe that in 5 years or 10 years now, we're going to have 40% EV vehicles in this city. Are you kidding me? It's going to take 4 years to get out of the fiscal mess that we're in right now. This is not going to be a one-and-done policy that we get out of here. This is going to be a re-engineering of a fiscal culture that has grown in the underbelly of the city of New Orleans for a long period of time. And we're going to have to get real smart about how we're going to expend the limited dollars and resources that we have. Now, why we think that this is going to make one iota of a difference is beyond me. But I guess we all feel better because we know that our chief Deputy Chief Resilience Officer, is all over this it, right? He's got it going. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there ain't a whole lot of other things that are going. But this is what we're going to focus on. They also, one of the reasons that a lot of other jurisdictions are not doing this, they started down this path and they've retreated in many cases, because the infrastructure cost as well to support this system is incredibly expensive. Incredibly expensive. Now, I love the catch-all at the end of all of these press releases, right? It reads as follows. Pursue federal and state funding opportunities to support implementation. Pursue federal and state funding. What this is basically saying is that we're going to talk about this. We're going to spend dollars developing these plans. You know, what was it, a year and a half that they've spent looking over this to say that they're going to try and reach 40% of all vehicles in the city to be electric by 2035? As poor as this city is, the overrepresentation of the lower socioeconomic groups that we have, these folks are going to go out and spend more money for an EV than they will for an internal combustion engine. What's the likelihood of that happening? Not happening. It's not going to happen. It's a waste of time. But what they're really saying is that we are going to put ourselves in a position to see what somebody else is going to do to finance this for us. You've heard me say this before. You go after grant dollars and programs that you ultimately believe that you can afford to operate once the grant dollars go away. Does anybody believe that this city, at this point in time, at this juncture, at this crossroad, can fund and finance the infrastructure for EV vehicles and other modes of transportation 5 years from today? Does anybody really believe that? This is the kind of fiscal irresponsibility that we see repeated over and over and over again. You cannot grow your economy by chilling it with the burdens of federal match grants, state grant matches, when you're not in a position to make a significant investment to move it down the road. You are then a beggar. It's a beggar's budget. It's a beggar's mentality. And you will beg right in the poorhouse. And we saw we hit the lottery with the road money that we got from FEMA in the aftermath of Katrina. No one has been able to develop a responsible plan to be executed. Why? You don't hear anybody saying this, because we couldn't afford it. We didn't have the match dollars available to us to be able to spend to afford it. It's one of the reasons why we're upside down. Because there's too many other things that we're trying to be all things to all people to fund and finance, where we don't have the dollars necessary to do so. So I go back to where we started. Why don't we have the best sidewalks in the country? The best streets? The most incredible drainage? We're challenged with that at every rainstorm. Traffic control lights that actually work. Potable water and a clean distribution system. And let's clean those street culverts more frequently. It would seem to me that our collective effort should be focused on that, right there. And everything else just has to wait. Let somebody else invent the wheel in climate control. Let somebody else be the pioneer in EV infrastructure and otherwise, and we'll learn from their mistakes. Because one thing that I know for sure about the posture of this budget at the present time, we can't afford mistakes. We'll be right.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right back. I know we're all involved in the hustle and bustle for the preparation of everything that we're going to do for Christmas, Christmas Eve, and Christmas. But right on the heels of that is New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. There's a lot going on. Debbie Bresler, Crescent City Countdown Club, joins us. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Newell. It's good to celebrate the new year this soon. This is wonderful.
Absolutely. Folks are trying to make their plans for next week as well. Let's talk about what you guys have to offer.
Well, of course, we have our wonderful, magical fireworks show at midnight over the Mississippi. This is along the whole historic New Orleans riverfront, and that is free. But there's so many other things going on after the fireworks. For instance, the Sugar Bowl, Allstate Sugar Bowl is having their parade at 2 o'clock, which will also go along Decatur Street following the river. This is a traditional New Orleans-style parade. You don't want to miss that. And then leading up to the midnight fireworks from 9 to 12 is a concert, New Orleans Eve concert by the French Quarter Festivals, and it's absolutely wonderful. There's going to be Dumpster Funk, Sweet Crew, DJ Captain Charles at Woldenburg Park. So there's so much to do, including all the shops and restaurants and museums and bars and places to go and explore in New Orleans. You can spend from now till 2026 down in New Orleans.
Absolutely. And also, the following day, you have the Sugar Bowl that will be the Georgia Bulldogs and the Ole Miss Rebels, part of the college football playoff program that's going on as well. So literally on New Year's Eve day, December 31st, you can spend the entire day down in the French Quarter, and it's going to just be chock full with all kinds of activities.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what we say, come on down early. You know, there are places to eat, you know, places to visit, museums, but you've got so much entertainment. I mean, you know, Crescent City Countdown Club produces this fireworks show every year, but this is, it takes a whole community, as you know, Newell, for this to come together. And we're most grateful to you guys, because you've really brought us almost an international audience with WWL and Magic, but New Orleans Cultural Foundation is who has helped us produce this, of course, in conjunction with New Orleans and Company, the All-Star Sugar Bowl, New Orleans Burger Company, Killer Families, French Quarter Festivals, Pyromania Fireworks, our new fireworks company, and, of course, Magic and WWL. We couldn't do it without you and 15 other community sponsors, and we start over every year to make this happen.
Debbie, how many years has this been since y'all have been doing this?
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Newell?
Yes. Oh, did we lose her, Coleman? So anyway, folks, the festivities are going to start with the All-Star Sugar Bowl Parade at 2 p.m. on the French Quarter, and it's along Decatur Street. And then at 9 o'clock, the new New Orleans Eve concert will start with Dumpster Funk, Sweet Crew, DJ Captain Charles, leading up to the fireworks display, which will go off at midnight, that obviously you can see all along the riverfront there from so many different perspectives, and you can catch all of that. And then the following day is going to be the Sugar Bowl. And if you go down to the quarter on New Year's Day, what you're going to find is all the fans from Ole Miss, all the fans from the Georgia Bulldogs having a great time with building up the momentum to the Sugar Bowl game. So there will be a lot to do there, all in Waldenburg Park. And as Debbie pointed out, a lot of this is put on by the generosity of the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Foundation, New Orleans and Company, Allstate Sugar Bowl, the Berger and Tiller Families, French Quarter Festivals, Inc., Pyromania Fireworks, our stations, Magic 101.9, WWL 870, AM 105.3 FM, and WWL.com. So, Debbie, I think we got you back. I was curious, how many years have y'all been putting this on now?
Well, I think I've been doing this for about 32 years. David Speer, who owned the fireworks company, who did fireworks all over the country, said we've got to do something big here. So he started this before we formed the nonprofit. That kind of came in after Katrina. But it's been about 32, 34 years that this has been going on. And as you know, every year we have to start all over to get sponsors and to make this happen. It's a big tradition. And the fireworks provide the backdrop for all of our festivities for New Year's Eve all over the city.
Yeah, we used to be on that national TV tour. Is that not the case any longer?
I think different channels, different stations come in different years to do things. Sometimes we know in advance, sometimes they're just here. You know, we've had CNN, of course, Rock and New Year's Eve have all been involved. But I think we're always part of some of the national exposure, too, because it's New Orleans, you know?
Yeah,
it's just really special.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, folks, check it out. Is there a website that y'all have all of this posted
yes,
on?
Yes, absolutely, because all the information, you can go to, WWL.com's website, or you can go to CrescentCityCountdown.com and get information. And, of course, if you want more information about the college football playoff quarterfinals, the 92nd annual Sugar Bowl, you can go to AllstateSugarBowl.com. And it's so important. That's right. And just get information, the lineup, everything's on your website. And the link to the fireworks music is going to be there with the fight songs for the Georgia Bulldogs and the Ole Miss Rebels.
All righty. Well, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for filling us in. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's to you. Let's hope that there's no fog New Year's Eve night.
That's right. That's right. We've done it before, though. They had to sleep on the barge
yes.
afterwards, but we did shoot it in the fog. So, but thank you, Will, so much.
I don't know why
Christmas.
I'm so obsessed with that. I'm always obsessed with, is there going to be fog that night or not?
I know. I remember times we couldn't see our hands in front of us, but the fireworks were going off. But the poor people
Absolutely.
On the barge slept there because the captain wouldn't move until the next morning. So we just go with it. We do what we've got to do, right? So
We adapt to all the challenges, no
That's
doubt
right.
about it. Debbie Bresler
thank
from
you.
Crescent City Countdown Club, thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With us. Folks, just a reminder, it's a Christmas tradition. On Christmas Eve, right here on WWL, we proudly present Marty Buffalini's It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show. It's a touching adaptation of the classic story of George Bailey, who, exasperated by life's challenges, wishes he'd never been born. His guardian angels grant his wish. Then George learns the positive impact that each of our lives has on so many others. Cuddle up around the radio and celebrate the season. Listen for It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show, tomorrow night starting at 6 p.m. Then again, Christmas morning from 6 to 8 on your home for the holidays and all year long on WWL. And just a reminder, too, LSU's playing on Saturday. They take on the Houston Cougars in the Kinders Texas Bowl. You can start your game day at 4 o'clock with Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler. And the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by MAP Construction. It's always a great time with Mike and Herb. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, plus life's more fun with seafood. Catch LSU pregame at 6:15. Kickoff with Chris Blair at 8:15, LSU Fighting Tigers versus the Houston Cougars, Saturday on WWL and the free Odyssey app. I don't know if you've been keeping up with what's going on at Brown University relative to the shooting there, where someone gained access to the campus and walked into a classroom and began firing. It turns out that security personnel at Brown were warned twice about this suspected gunman, and no one acted on the information. In fact, shortly after the shooting, when investigators started asking questions, one of the janitors who had actually seen the individual twice said, "I've reported that individual to the security folks here at Brown." Since that point in time, the chief of the Brown University Police Department has been suspended. The second in command has been suspended. And now there's a federal investigation as to whether or not there's going to be some problems with certain title protections under the Education Act, as to whether or not Brown University has been doing what they're supposed to do relative to security on campuses. And there's a whole list of provisions and outlines of things that universities are compelled to do under federal law for the safety and security of your children. It's tragic that in the aftermath of this, that we find out that the security apparatus of the university really wasn't set up in such a fashion to process this information very quickly, to understand exactly what was going on. And obviously the lives of so many families there at Brown have been impacted as a result of this breakdown in security. And it's a constant reminder that this, what this, what the employee of Brown did, the janitor there, you see something, you say something. He acted upon his gut, his instinct. Something wasn't right with this individual. In fact, on one of the times that he saw him, he had the occasion to follow that individual to see where he was going. The individual noticed that he was being followed, and he immediately secreted himself so as to not be within the without being visible to the janitor any longer, so that he couldn't be identified. But he talks about acting on his gut, and I've said this many times to folks. You know what fits and doesn't fit in your neighborhood. You know what's odd or not odd as you move around, whether that's in the French Quarter, the Warehouse District, or anywhere, quite frankly, or if you're visiting a city and any city that you visit. Act on your instincts. They're typically right. Your gut is typically right. Don't worry about whether or not someone's going to accuse you of some bias, some prejudice, some this, some that, or otherwise. It either fits or it doesn't fit. Your life may depend on it. And it was just simply a reminder of that. And as I was reading the janitor's comments, it was compelling to me. I remember a case in Jefferson Parish where a young woman ended up being raped and saw her rapist three times that day, coming and going to and from her house. This was a case that happened back in the 1980s. And I remember how compelling it was hearing that story and reading that report and ultimately talking to the victim about that and about acting on one's instinct. She had seen him, and she thought something was odd, that he didn't fit or otherwise, but didn't take the next step to call in the security apparatus of the university, those security officials, and or law enforcement, pass the information along. That's what they're there for. It can make a difference, certainly, and we see that over and over again. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWL. Just another friendly reminder, folks, that tomorrow we will be with Santa Claus for 3 hours from 10 to 1. So get those Christmas wish list ready. Santa will take time out from his busy schedule to talk to the kiddos. Mark your calendars. Santa Claus is coming to the Newell Norman Show 10 to 1 on a station you call home for the holidays and all year long, WWL. Don't forget, write that number down, 504-260-1870. We really look forward to hearing from your kids, your grandkids, or otherwise, or adults, if you want to call in as well. And if you want to send a message to that special someone in your life, that something that you want, it's not too late, right? Between 10 to 1, they still got another half a day to go out there and get what your little heart may desire. All right, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications at G&O Inc. Got a lot of great things happening around the metropolitan area. We'll also visit with Josh Flagg, Chief Technology Officer at Louisiana Economic Development. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.